out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Tracy, it's a beautiful day, and why not talk about people going out on dates?
Girl, it's a great day to talk about people going out on dates. I couldn't agree more.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Yes.
You name it, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, we have Logan on the phone. Good morning, Logan. How are you?
Hey, what's happening? How you guys doing?
Oh,
we're good.
We're good, Logan.
How are you?
All right.
Okay. I'm liking how you sound right now. He sounds very relaxed.
Like super, like, relaxed and chipper.
Yeah, and chill.
Yeah, like just chill.
Mm. So listen, Logan.
Good day.
Oh, it's a great day.
Yeah, it is.
It's a nice day. Mm-hmm. So who are you calling in about that you went on a date with?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I went on a date with Angelina, you know.
Oh.
We met on the match.com, and we didn't have all that much, you know, kind of in common, but she seemed really cool. We did have, like, we liked to, like, I don't know, surf and travel around and stuff, so so that's cool.
Yeah.
So we met over at the Fair Trade Coffee over there on State Street.
Love that place.
And, you know, I thought the date went pretty well, you know, but in the middle of it, she wasn't feeling well. And, you know, she said her head was bothering her and stuff. And so she, you know, she left.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, kind of cool. So, you know, I've been trying to get a second date with her.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what's going down. I didn't really, I don't know what, you know, why she's kind of not wanting to go out again, you know?
Well, like you said, you met on Match.com.
Right.
You really didn't have a lot in common, but I still love that you met out.
Yeah.
But she seemed cool and pretty, and she was pretty in person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. And then, you know, you like the travel and surf, so you guys did have that in common.
A few things,
So how long has it been now since last time you spoke with her?
I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
It's kind of a stress.
I mean, I hate when I do that. Because then we hear, like, how long it's been, and I'm like,
oh, it's 2 weeks.
But still,
well,
things happen.
You know, she might be traveling. She might be out of town.
She could be traveling.
You never know.
Yes.
You never know.
You're
right.
She might be on the road, you know?
She might be on the road.
She might be on the Beltline as we speak.
Hey, that's 2 weeks of your life. Just getting to work and
Very much so. All right, my man. Well, this is what we'll do. Let's not wait any longer. We're going to play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Miss Angelina and see why she hasn't gotten back to you in 2 weeks. Sound good?
That sounds cool to me.
All right, honey.
All right.
I like him.
I like him a lot.
All right. We'll find out next, hopefully with a second date between Logan and Angelina with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Back at it with a second date update, and we've got our boy Logan on the phone.
Yeah.
He met Angelina at Match.com.
Yes, he did.
And he sounds very chill. I'm liking him.
He's super chill. Just cool guy.
Yeah. Very relaxed. Well, he likes surfing and traveling, and I guess they two got that in common. So they went and had some coffee at Fair Trade.
Yep.
And he felt like everything was good, and then she started not feeling well. I don't know. And then, you know, now it's been like 2 weeks. I mean, did you even give her a hug or a kiss? Did you get any of that?
No, not really. I mean, in the beginning, it seemed like she was, like, into it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, it just was like she was getting more, like, well, our conversation was cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it just seemed like it was like a long, short, slippery slope where I was like, you know, I was in the game, in the groove with her.
Ooh, in the groove.
Next thing you know, I'm like, she's out the door with a headache, you know. And you hear a headache, you know how that
man,
goes,
oh, yes. Know? That's why I always have, like, extra strength Tylenol or ibuprofen in my bag.
Because you never know.
You just never know who's going to give you a headache.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey, let's not wait any longer. Let's give Miss Angelina a call and see why she's not gone back to you. Sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
All right. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Angelina?
This is she.
Hi, honey. This is Kristen Tracy. We're calling from a little radio station called 93.1 Jams, Chris of the Morning Rush. Yeah. Maybe you've heard of us.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I have.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
We always like to clap.
Yeah,
to that.
We love that.
Well, listen, girl, there is someone that is clapping all the way back to you. It's been 2 weeks. Do you remember going out on a date with a guy named Logan?
I do.
Oh.
Well, he likes you, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
He wants to know, you know, where have you been?
Yeah.
So that's why we're calling. Where have you been?
Yeah. We want to know, too.
I've been here just working, just busy.
Traveling, perhaps?
Right.
Not traveling currently, but I am actually planning a trip to leave in 2 days.
Oh.
But, yeah. I'm just a little, I'm confused. So you guys are calling?
Yeah.
Because, okay.
Well, we're sorry, calling because he'd really like to go back out with you. It's called Second Date Update. So just us ladies here just want to know. I mean, girl, come on. Things happen. We want to know why.
Yeah, we want to know why you haven't called him back.
We just don't have a ton in common. And I think it was just, you know, kind of, we met on Match, and I'm originally from California, so I'm a surfer girl.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, that's something that he was into.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought I'd give it a try, but we went out for coffee, and I got there before he did, and he just came in, I don't know how to say this politely, he just smelt to high heaven of pot. And it was, like, intense. And I get that. I understand that's part of the surfer lifestyle. It's just not something I've been into for a long time.
I didn't know that. Okay. Well,
It has an awkward situation to be in.
Well, it has a very distinct smell.
Yeah.
And either you like it or you don't. I don't like it.
And what do you do when someone shows up smelling?
Oh, my.
What do you do?
I tried to have a conversation. Yeah. It was kind of in and out.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then I was just like, I got to go. I got a headache.
It was too
nice
much.
Meeting you.
She's going to pass out.
Yeah.
All right. So this makes total sense. Because believe me, when someone walks by and I know that they've been doing some wacky tobacco, I feel like passing out myself.
Yeah.
Because my nostrils don't handle it very well.
Yeah.
So let's, you know what? I don't even want to wait around any longer because he might be doing something. Who knows? But Logan, honey, we already thought you were chill. Is this the reason why? Because Angelina is on the phone. Logan is on the phone.
Logan
second
on
date.
The phone.
Oh,
man. Yeah.
You know, she's got it all wrong.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. I was a little nervous. The problem is, I hurt myself. Right on along my shoulder and my chest, was working out, and I tried this new muscle cream that I got at this health store, and I put it on, and I thought, I was giggling to myself, I was like, man, it smells like I'm going to an Allman Brothers concert, but I thought it was like, that just was the smell of it, and it would go away. I didn't realize, you know, that it was going to reek. Why didn't she just say, like, dude, you reek a weed?
Well, what do you say? You can't really say that.
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
So let's be clear. You actually were not smoking the ganja.
Right.
You had a little bit of an injury and put some nasty-ass smelling muscle gel on your body.
Got it.
I didn't know. I mean, that makes sense. Said, hey, you stink or something, you know.
You stink.
Well,
so, Angelina, that's why.
That's what happened.
Took me I had to put like 3 different shirts on because I didn't know which shirt looked cool, you know?
Adorable. Well, listen, so this is obviously just a miscommunication.
Yeah.
You know, you can throw that muscle cream out. You might be fine by now.
Right.
So I think a second date.
I don't even use it anymore.
See?
I'm feeling good. My shoulders feel good.
See?
So, girl, Angelina, what do you think?
What do you think, girl?
I think I'm still going to be a no on this one.
Really?
Really?
Yeah,
Shame.
All
right, well, you know, what am I going to do? I got beat by skin cream.